our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 250, the stanzas 1 and 2. How good it is to thank the Lord and praise to thee, Most High, accord, to show thy love with morning light and tell thy faithfulness each night. And what follows? Psalter 250, the stanzas 1 and 2. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Luke 24, the verses 13 through 35. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Luke 24, the verses 13 through 35. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake, and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us, while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. Thus far, the scripture readings. Hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Tom and Emily Vandervane, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy yesterday. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, may it please thee in this morning hour of another Lord's Day, when we may meet one another by renewal in thy house, that we may receive a humble and a broken heart under all thy mercies, and under all thy goodness, wherein the weak that lies behind and then thy mercies have been expanded, and therefore reason for thanks multiplied, O where thou wast watched over each and every one of us, then thou wast watched over us in the home, on the way, at work, at school, O wherever we were called to be, then we have received so many blessings from above. Thou wast also granted in the past week, that crops may be planted, a beautiful opportunity, and thou wast given a little moisture for the thirsty earth. May we be given to see thy hand therein, and a profound impression, who received those mercies, and that is a sinful people, that transgress in thought, word, and deed, sins of omission and sins of commission, then by renewal, then we have heard thy holy law, Lord, thou knowest how it is, and then it is necessary, that by the first time and by renewal, we may be ashamed because of our many sins, and burdened because of our debt, and a cry unto thee, the living God, that thou may show mercy, Lord, thy mercy, as it is in a triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that is the only hope for us and our children. And thou hast declared in thy word that thou shalt be inquired of the house of Israel to do it for them. May those prayers have been sent up also in this morning hour, that thou may dwell richly amongst us, work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. Lord, in the realm of nature, when the seed is entrusted into the earth, then there are many concerns, and then there are many desires, that with thy blessing, that it may prosper in thy hand. And to that end, in this morning hour, then we humbly beg of thee, that thou wilt grant thy gracious help, with the proclaiming of thy holy word. Do open thy word, and anoint us with thy Holy Spirit, but that the prayers may be multiplied, that it may be applied by thy Holy Spirit to the hearts of young and old, all first a root downward, and then a little blade, and then the little blade with thy blessing shall grow. Although many as storms, many assaults, many impossibilities, many times those little blades, they have the fear that it shall come to naught, but it can never be, because it is thy planting, and thou hast promised that it shall flourish, and for the purpose to come to a saving knowledge of the precious Savior, thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we humbly beg of thee, wilt thou in this morning bless thy word, that sinners, boys and girls, young people, middle-aged and elderly ones, that they may be wrought upon, that they may be converted. Wilt thou spare that we build not upon sandy foundations, where thou hast begun? Wilt thou further that work? Wilt thou instruct in the ways everlasting? We have heard out of thy holy word of those two travelers, that when the scriptures were opened, when they were expounded, and that their hearts have begun to burn. Lord, may that take place in thy house in this morning hour. Then it shall be a good service indeed, wilt thou grant the further leadings to thy people. May thy word be richly blessed over the length and the breadth of the earth, that the kingdom of Satan may be destroyed, diminished, and that thy kingdom may be expanded, because thou was written in thy word that in the many followers of the king, therein lies the king's glory. Lord, remember all those that labor in thy vineyard. Remember thy servants, elders and deacons. Remember the student in this day, when he is in this province for a few weeks. May the labors richly be blessed. Wilt thou grant thy gracious help? Lord, then thou wast granted in the day of yesterday, that a father and mother by renewal in their married life were blessed with the birth of a little child. Then thou wast spared life, and then thou wast given life. And the psalmist of old has declared, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Ah, Lord, wilt thou grant unto those parents a little bewonderment, that they may become small with the blessing which thou hast entrusted unto them, and that it may be accompanied with the prayer, always I unto thee, the living God, that he may be a little son for thee, one for thy honor and for thy glory. Wilt thou strengthen the mother, remember the father, together with mother with the increased responsibility. Remember the grandparents also with their increased blessing, but also an increased responsibility. Lord, so we commend unto thee all the mothers with the unborn. Wilt thou graciously watch over them, gladden at thy time with thy deeds, and do remember the barren ones amongst us. Grant them a place at thy footstool, as a hen of old, if it may please thee, that thou may remember them. We remember by renewal in this day all the mourning ones. Ah, thou knowest the empty places. Do continue to uphold, sanctify the callings. Be mindful of the elderly ones, and remember the sick and afflicted by renewal another Lord's day, when there is not one in the hospital, but there are those that are under the physician's care, struggling with weariness, with continual pain. Wilt thou remember all those that stand in need of healing and in strengthening? Wilt thou grant patience and encouragement, a place at thy footstool? Then thou wert speaking in a special way. Remember the crosses, remember the burdens. Lord, we commend unto thee the young couple who were united in holy matrimony in the past week. 'Tis the first Lord's Day in their married life, a special Lord's Day. But, oh Lord, wilt thou make it special, that thy holy word may be applied to their hearts. Wilt thou so remember them for body and for soul. Wilt thou remember all of our young people. Do grant them a future spouse in thy favor, with whom they may travel through this life around the old truths and the old ways. Lord, wilt thou bless thy word. May it go forth with power divine. Do go from bench to bench and from heart to heart. Those that may listen along from dwelling to dwelling, may our eyes be upon thee, and that with a profound impression, Lord, 'Tis so necessary that thou grants a deep impression thereof each time by renewal. What sinners we are, what sinners we remain, that we have no worthiness, that it may be more experienced with that centurion of old, not worthy, that thou would come under our roof, but, Lord, to whom else shall we go? And thou wast promised where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. May that be experienced in a rich measure. Also in this morning hour, we ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 264, the stanzas 1 through 5. Come, let us sing before the Lord, and new songs of praise with sweet accord. For wonders great by him are done, his mighty arm has victory won. And what follows, the extra collection today is for the school. Psalter 264, the first five stanzas. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. Then by renewal we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture we have read together, Luke 24, the verses 13 through 35, and we shall read the verses 30 through 33. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the Scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them. This portion of Scripture speaks of the risen Christ's appearance unto the men of Emmaus, who in the first place conversed about Christ. Secondly, were interviewed by Christ. Thirdly, were taught by Christ. Fourthly, were constrained by Christ. And fifthly, received a revelation of Christ. Beloved congregation, we have heard the past times that those two travelers going to Emmaus, that they were busy with the things of the Lord, busy with what has transpired in Jerusalem in the past days. And now for those travelers, it was the third day. And those travelers, they had so many riddles and so many questions. And yet, they were still speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And what has transpired, that was on account of that love wrought by the Holy Spirit. Ah, those travelers of Emmaus, they have been wrought upon by grace. They have sat under the prophetical ministry of the Savior. They have chosen him for king. But concerning that priestly office, they were so ignorant of the same. And now Jesus, for those true people with all their riddles and with all their questions, then the Lord shall never forsake that people, but he shall continue to instruct them in his way and in his time. And so Jesus was joined to them. And then he is asked what they were speaking about and why they were so sad. And then their hearts have went open. And then they have begun to speak, whether he was only a stranger in Jerusalem, not knowing what has transpired. And then Jesus has said what things, and then they start to speak. They start to speak what has taken place, how that their beloved has been crucified by the chief priest, by the rulers, and but we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, the day is the third day since these things were done. Are there souls that understand the experience of those travelers to Emmaus with hopes, expectations, granted by the Lord out of his holy word, but that it can seem that the providence of the Lord is so contrary to what he has spoken and what he has promised. And then they have further declared what has taken place, but they have not told everything. Are there souls that understand it? Because when we read of those two men, they have said certain women have made them astonished, which were early at the sepulcher, was true. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. What do you think, congregation? For those women and for Mary, when they have come to the sepulcher and when they have seen the angels, then it was not a vision of angels, but it was those heavenly ambassadors in that heavenly majesty and glory. Thus surely those women have said, O disciples, O friends, the angels have appeared unto us, and they have said that he was alive. Thus it is clear that toward the end, that the disciples have become more careful and more timid. Are there souls that understand it? The first place, maybe they thought this stranger, we tell him everything, then he shall never be able to grasp, but he shall think it is all foolishness. And in the second place, a voice inside that speaks, do you not really think that it can still be? It has become clear. You thought he was the one that would redeem Israel. He has been crucified, has been laid in the grave, shall never rise. Thus, better to be careful what you speak. And then further, then those disciples did not speak of Mary. Oh, how that Mary must have come back to the church, and how she has related out of the fullness of her heart that Christ has appeared unto her, that he has said, Mary, and that he has said, I ascend unto my Father and your Father. Go and tell my brethren. With what a firmness, with what a conviction that a Mary must have told. Then those two men, they have not mentioned the stone that was rolled away. And now our third thought, they were taught by Christ. Then Christ has patiently waited for them that they were finished speaking. And there was room for instruction. And how did Christ now begin? Addressing those two men of Emmaus. Did he begin with the Beatitudes? Oh, there is a place for Beatitudes. But now on the morning of the resurrection, they needed further instruction, not to rest upon those Beatitudes, but that they needed the Savior, the risen Savior, who was risen on the third day for the welfare of his church. And to that end, then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. And then we do not read that they have become angry. Oh, it was a word of reproof, but spoken with compassion, and it would be followed by instruction. What about us, congregation? How is it with us? Is that also a fitting word for us in this morning? Oh, fools, and slow of heart to believe. My unconverted fellow travelers, Do you sometimes or many times think, what a fool I am? And we have our duty. We have our responsibility. Must be diligent. We must work hard. But that sometime you think, I now resemble a mole. You know what a mole is, boys and girls. They're always digging in the earth. Many times under the earth. That you think, what a fool I am. Under the word of God, I have a soul that needs to be saved. And my strength, my energy, my time is nearly all spent for the earthly things. And my time will come to an end. I am not redeeming my time. Maybe sometime even better, with better intentions. And then Saturday night comes and still the same fool. Busy only with the things of the earth. And not as Christ has commanded in Matthew 6 verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added to it. A fool, only to be thinking of the time and not of that never-ending eternity. Then also a fitting word we read, in Matthew 25, of the parable, five wise and five foolish virgins. And then for those foolish virgins, who are they? They are people resting, maybe a change, some convictions, emotions, feelings, but who have never become a real sinner before the Lord that needs to be washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those foolish virgins, when God's word excludes them, then sooner or later, then they shall include themselves. And those wise virgins, where God's word includes them, then so often they exclude themselves and they need that the Lord includes them. O fools of heart and slow to understand, the Lord has a people upon the earth that learns how foolish they are in heavenly ways. There are times that they do not know it anymore. The nominal Christendom always knows it. But the Lord, because I read in Isaiah 55, the verses 8 and 9, that the Lord's ways are higher and different than our ways. Ah, there are those times that people does not know it anymore, and they need to be instructed in providence and in grace. Also in providence, let us by renewal mention Joseph. When he was in prison, it is true, specifically mentioned the Lord shows mercy. May believe that the Lord has granted encouragement and confirmation, but such in mysterious ways, but also in the way of grace. Then how that people, because through our deep fallen Adam, we are so bound up in that covenant of works. And now the true people of God, they need to be instructed that it is grace and grace alone. That it is only possible through that precious Savior who has assumed our human nature, come upon the earth are the disciples. They have learned it each time that they were fools, and to that end, for the true child of God, then they need Christ as their prophet to teach them, also with the opening of the Holy Scriptures. We read in one of the epistles many things difficult to be understood, but when by the Holy Spirit the Scripture may be opened, then they may be given to understand. And I read in Isaiah 54, verse 13, that all thy children, that they shall be taught by the Lord. O fools, and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. And then we do not read that those two travelers are strangers. You must not address us in such a way. We have been disciples of Jesus. It is true, it is one different. But as a stranger, to address us in such a way that is so wrong, thus it is best that you depart. But they did not say, oh, surely it was spoken with such love and such tenderness. And those disciples, there was a need for instruction because they did not know it anymore. They had their butts. Expectation has come to an end. Are there souls that understand it? A few souls. Where it is going so different than you thought. Oh, you hope to go from strength to strength and so appear in Zion. You hope to become holier, better, and now with all your experience, a great sinner still, ashamed of your sin, burdened with our debt. Ah, for that people that does not know it anymore, that have tried to save themselves, and where those expectations have come to an end. Oh, to be a lost sinner bowing under the justice of God, then there is room for instruction. Those two men, they were all ears. That is a blessing when we may listen in such a way in the church. And then we read thus, then in verse 25, that also separates the precious from the vile. An uncovering preaching. When the Lord works, then that people, it is true at times it can fall in the flesh, but that people love to be under an uncovering preacher preaching because they need to know the truth and need how they can be saved. Thus, when Jesus says, fools and slow of heart, that was an uncovering preaching. And then Christ, he started to expound the scriptures. And beginning at Moses, what does that mean, boys and girls? When we read of Moses in the Bible, who was written the first five books of the Bible? That is Moses. Thus the Lord Jesus Christ, he has begun with Moses. And what is Moses? Where did Moses begin? A perfect creation, our deep fall, and then Genesis 3, verse 15, the mother promise that there would come one who would defeat the Satan. And it was quite a long journey, 11 kilometers. The way to Emmaus, we believe they did not walk so quickly. Thus we would say at least 2.5-3 hours. And then Jesus beginning at Moses. When we think of the five books of Moses, then we have the sacrifice of Isaac. Oh, the Passover lamb set a day for four days. And then that lamb was slain, the blood applied. The great day of atonement, one goat that was offered. The scapegoat that was sent into the wilderness points to the resurrection of Christ, that the Lord will remember the sins of his people no more. Oh, in the wilderness, then that people that have been bitten of the serpent, and that the serpent, a brazen serpent, was placed on a pole, whosoever would look, even faintly, that he would be completely healed. Oh, then Christ has expounded Moses, declaring the ceremonial laws, how they all pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come in the fullness of time, in the state of his humiliation, in the state of his exaltation, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures. Thus in that text, then we read that word all two times. All the prophets and all the scriptures. Then he has expounded the Psalms, where they have so richly prophesied of the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come in the fullness of time, that he would be that Savior that had to die, but would also rise. Psalm 118, O disciples, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. It is not all written. But when we think of Isaiah 53, you know what is written in that chapter, boys and girls? In Isaiah 53, there is written of the Lord Jesus Christ, of his humiliation, his suffering and death, but also his exaltation, and that the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Oh, the prophets, Micah, where he would be born. Zechariah, wake, O sword, against my shepherd that is a man of my fellow, has expounded in all the scriptures. And then for those disciples, then their heart began to burn. They have later said to one another, when he expounded to us the scriptures, did not our heart burn within us? Does that ever take place, congregation and church? That our heart begins to burn within us. A heart full of love. When there is spoken of the things of the Lord. But further, when there is spoken of that precious mediator, I read in the Song of Solomon, even of the bride, that she was sick of love. Oh, when the scriptures may be expounded, how that the Lord Jesus Christ, as the great bridegroom that he has come, what a dowry he has paid, his precious blood, that he has cried out, it is finished. That love, I read in Ephesians concerning that love, the height and the depth, the width, the breadth, that it passes understanding, that our hearts are given to burn. Oh, to need him to be our Savior, and that is in the way of desire, and more so in the way of application, that he expounded unto them all the scriptures. And then it seems that the time has went very fast. Boys and girls, those two travelers, there comes an end to everything. Then it seems so quickly that they have come to the village of Emmaus. And undoubtedly it is implied that it was too bad that they have come to the end of their journey. Has that ever happened in church congregation? sometime maybe even send a prayer, Lord, may church now last a little longer, because it is so good. There's the house of God. Cup runneth over. But the journey has come to an end. So everything comes to an end. Also our journey through this life. For those travelers to Emmaus, undoubtedly before they knew it, they were there. Boys and girls, you can ask your grandparents, especially those that have become old. They still have a good mind. Then they can tell you about when they were little boys and little girls. And when they thought about it, the Lord may spare them an ocean of time. And if you ask your grandparents, they shall tell you it has went so quickly. Now we have become old. Cannot be so much time left. And what is then the most important? That we have experienced what these travelers to Emmaus have experienced. And then we read, that is our forethought. Let us first sing. Psalter 175, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Come all ye people, bless our God, and tell us glorious praise abroad, who holds her soul in life, who never lets her feet be moved, and though our faith he oft has proved, upholds us in the strife. 175, 1, 3, and 4. We read in Job 36, verse 22, that Elihu has said unto Job, that there is none that teacheth like him. And Christ has said in Matthew 13, verse 52, every scribe instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is as a householder that bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. And so it has been with Christ that he has taught those two men. And then he has did as if he would continue. And that was to test their sincerity, to test their desires, how fervent about those disciples, those two travelers to Emmaus. They had such a desire to hear more of the things of the Lord. So to make it simple, boys and girls, when Christ stopped speaking, when there was an amen, then they still remained busy in the way of prayer. And then they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And what a fitting prayer for us and our children, personally, a family and church, because surely we have come to the evening of the world, the day and hour of the return of Christ, and no man knoweth. But Christ has spoken in different places of the signs of his coming, and then how necessary that the prayers may be multiplied, because there are many places in this world where the Lord has removed that candlestick. Think of the seven churches of Asia Minor. They tell us we would visit those places. And we are not saying here and there in a dwelling, but as a general rule, the truth is no longer found. Thus, what a necessary prayer for us and our children, that the Lord may abide with us, not a prayer because of our worthiness, not because we are such good people. We have heard on Thursday night out of the canons of Dort that the Lord in his sovereignty, that he brings that word to different peoples, withholds it from others. But what a places there are where formerly the Lord has wrought wonderfully and where the Lord has departed. How shall we know, congregation, if the Lord abides with his people? What do you think? What is now a proof that the Lord is abiding, remembering, and working among a people? That is when boys and girls, young people, and older ones are converted, when there is a forsaking of sin, false foundations uncovered, and when God's people may be led further in the mysteries of salvation. Thus, what a needful prayer for each and every one of us. Also, our family circles, Lord, abide with us. Bless the means of grace to the hearts. May thy kingdom come and thy name be glorified. It was the concern of those two travelers to Emmaus, of that constraining of different examples. We think in Matthew 15 of the Canaanitish woman. When she was pleading and begging, then there was that constraining. We read of Lydia that she has constrained the apostles that they may dwell with her. Our last thought received a revelation of Christ. And he went in to tarry with them. He has hearkened to that constraining. Oh, it was earnest. It was real. Not only words came out of their heart, because they had such a burning heart, a desire to hear more. Do you know what those travelers have experienced? At first they thought that that stranger needed to be instructed. Thus first, those two travelers, they were the teacher, and then Christ was the student, but now it has been turned around. Christ has become their teacher, and they have become the students. Oh, then Christ, he could say to those travelers, art thou only a stranger in the scriptures? And now we read, and it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. That is also remarkable. He was the visitor. Although they do tell us, history tells us that in that time, when you received a visitor of high rank, one that was very important, a special place in society or in church, when you would invite such a one, then you would give the leadership over to such a one. And that has now happened, that Jesus has broken the bread and break it and gave it to them. And then it is simply stated, we have heard before, that their eyes were withheld, that they saw who Jesus was. In verse 16, but their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And now in verse 31, and their eyes were opened and they knew him. The Lord also uses, of course, means. Perhaps by his voice when he prayed. It is possible when he broke the bread that they saw his pierced hands. It is simply written, and we read in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3, no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. So it was the Lord that has opened their eyes. And then they saw him. They knew him. Who has opened the scriptures, instructed them, caused their hearts to burn. It was their beloved master who was crucified, buried, and now they may see their resurrected Lord, a glorified body. And he vanished out of their sight. Perhaps also, as we read of Mary, that Jesus has instructed Mary that she must be weaned of his bodily presence. And surely for those travelers, examination, when he has vanished, is the Lord chastising us? A trial of faith, also concerning those matters, blessing when that people may have a close life with the Lord. And when the Lord withdraws, with a special comfort, special consolation that they are given to lay it before the Lord. Lord, is there now something that lieth in between? Of course, the church. Those travelers also had to learn not to live by sight, but to live by faith. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? Then they were given to reflect how their hearts were touched, have become so warm, burning that is very hot. They have experienced special blessings. Those are special times for the child of God. When the Lord comes over, then they may say with the psalmist of Psalm 23, verse 5, my cup runneth over. And then as a fruit thereof, then we simply read, and they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem. Oh, with that vehement desire to return to the church gathered and to tell that they have seen him, that he is risen indeed, that those women, they have not only told idle tales, but they have also seen him with such a vehement desire to experience that communion of saints. And boys and girls, how do you think it went with that journey? When do you think they have walked faster? Coming to Emmaus or returning to Jerusalem? Oh, then it cannot be different, because I read in Isaiah 40, verse 31, they that wait upon the Lord, their strength shall be renewed, that they shall mount up as with wings of eagles, they shall run and not be weary. Ah, so it was. Also with those two travelers, with such a vehement desire to be in the midst of the church to tell of the wonderful things they have experienced. Ah, then it cannot be different. That already on that journey, those two travelers, they were speaking to that gathered church. What and how they would say it. Does that ever take place in our life, people of God? Can be in the night watches. And when the Lord comes over, that we have such a vehement desire to tell what the Lord has done, as we have sung together out of Psalter 175. Cannot be different. So it was with those travelers. How shall we be enabled to tell all what we have been taught, but also that with the breaking of bread, that he has appeared, we have seen him, the risen Savior, vanished out of our sight. And then they have come, cannot be different, that it was already dark, but that was no hindrance. When that love is an exercise, then much shall not be a hindrance. And then we read, and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together. How can that be 11? How many disciples were present? Oh, Judas. What a solemn matter. Preach the gospel. Cast out devils. And he was a castaway. his soul was in hell, was not present. But also Thomas, easily discouraged, easily downcast. We all have our character. It's very clearly implied that Thomas has also left that company. Because when Christ would soon appear to them, then Thomas was not present. Thus, how many do we then have, boys and girls? 12? Minus Judas? Minus Thomas? That is 10. And yet the scriptures says 11. A way of speaking. They belong to one another. Although Thomas has withdrawn and excluded himself, the Holy Spirit has not excluded Thomas, as that was a manner of speaking. The 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, and before those two travelers, had even opportunity to speak. Then that church, then they have said, the Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. Simon who has denied him 3 times. Oh, that was such a tender visit. It is not written in God's word. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And then soon, then Christ would stand in the midst of them and further open their understanding what a meeting that was for those two travelers when they have returned to Jerusalem and when they have spoken of the wonderful things they have experienced, but nothing compared to what the meeting it shall be for the true child of God at the day of their death, when their soul shall be taken into glory. Paul has simply written to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither entered into the heart of man what the Lord has prepared for them that love him. What shall it be when a soul feared the Lord, learned how foolish they are, and that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Those that have experienced the wonderful things of the Lord, how a poor sinner that there is mercy for a sinner like them to be washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and then to enter into glory. What a conversation it shall also be among the saints when they shall be joined to that joying and praising multitude, given to praise the triune God through him alone, because of thy sovereign good pleasure. Ah, then that meeting in that room with the church, a little foretaste, but nothing in comparison what it shall be in heaven when the saints shall be given to rejoice, to reflect that here in the time, those times in special ways, that their hearts were given to burn. But on the other hand, my unconverted fellow travelers, to that all-decisive eternity? Do you sometime think, many time ponder upon what it shall be at the day of your death, when you were still unconverted and your soul is ushered into hell? What a meeting that shall be, that you shall hear the day of the resurrection, the great judgment. Then it shall be with body and soul, but that you shall not hear singing, that you shall not hear praising, but you shall hear of burning, weeping, and gnashing of teeth, and that it shall be said, O soul, the half has not been told unto us. How terrible, how awful, how painful, how agonizing it is to be in hell, and that forever and ever. And when we have sat under the truth, all our own fault to that end, may the prayers be multiplied. Oh, even with our tongue, be given to us for the work of the Spirit, that there may that be constraining. Lord, still so many unconverted in the evening of this world, oh, do dwell richly amongst us from Sabbath day to Sabbath day. Go then from bench to bench and from heart to heart and teach sinners what fools they are in beginning, and where thou hast begun to be instructed in the things of the Lord, that thy great and worthy name may be glorified as a fruit of what the church has declared. Christ is risen indeed. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we have heard of wonderful things. Thou art a wonder-doing God. A few souls traveling to Emmaus, everything upside down. Impossibilities. Their hope and faith had suffered shipwreck. They never knew it no more. But, ah, Lord, then the scriptures were opened. They were given to hear. Thou hast revealed thyself, and they were given to rejoice with joy unspeakable, with a burning heart. May that have also taken place in this morning hour. Then it would be an unforgettable service. And, ah, Lord, do convert what is unconverted. May in this day we be given to think, to ponder, and to speak of those two ways, because there are only two ways. By nature we are on that broad way that leadeth to instruction, and thou placest the people by thy grace on that narrow way that leadeth to eternal bliss. And thou wast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee. Lord, may it please thee by thy Spirit to grant more of that constraining, more of that wrestling, more of that storming of thy throne of grace, that thou may do a great and a rich work amongst us in the hearts of young and old. Wilt thou grant traveling mercies to and fro from thy house? Wilt thou return us in this evening hour and pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter 306, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Praise God, ye servants of the Lord. Praise his name with one accord. Bless ye the Lord, his name adore, from this time forth forevermore. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. There will be a midweek service Wednesday evening, May 10, at 7:30 p.m. with student Clyde speaking an edifying word. And the church and school directories, Learning and Living, and Insight into Magazines are at the exit. Psalter 306, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.